You might recognize Kwame Onwuachi's name from his appearance in 2015's Top Chef or his 2019 James Beard Rising Star Chef Award. He also wrote an acclaimed 2019 memoir, Notes from a Young Black Chef, about his journey in the food world, which included one short-lived restaurant, and his encounters with racism. This week, he follows up that memoir with his first cookbook. It's called My America, Recipes from a Young Black Chef. And Kwame Onwuachi joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been quite the journey, and it's really good to be on your show. So thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Can we start at the beginning of your story, because you have such an interesting and rich personal history? You write about growing up in the Bronx with the Jamaicans and the West Indians and the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans, and you say that you consumed all of these cultures with gusto, and that your world opened up at the dinner table. Tell us what you meant by that.
Well, you know, I think food is a way that people can truly connect. And that's just what I did from a very young age. You know, I was in New York City, which, you know, America's already a melting pot. But, you know, I would say New York City would be the fondue king of that melting pot. And I was just exposed to so many different cultures growing up. And as a kid, when you're eating food, you're not asking where's the origin of this dish. You're just eating it. Yeah. And you do know that you're in America. So for you as a child, that's your American food. And, you know, I think everyone has their own different way that they view cuisine based on their upbringing. And this is mine. And this is my love letter.
Well, your love letter describes the food of your Jamaican aunties and your Louisiana cousins and your grandma's famous curried goat and brown stewed chicken. Mm-hmm. And you studied different recipes, right? You started to realize how interconnected these cuisines are. You saw echoes of one-pot stews of Nigeria in the one-pot stews of the American South, right? It all came together for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I realized you can't really talk about American food without talking about West African food, you know, with all of the people that have come from there, that were taken from there, you know, with them came their food. And it is, it's impacted the lexicon of American cuisine.
I love the stories of your mom. She was a talented chef and a caterer who showed her love through cooking. You learned to cook at her feet. Do you remember that feeling standing next to her at the stove?
Yeah, it was beautiful. I think that's why I did fall in love with cooking, because it was a way for me to spend more time with my mom. And I'm glad that chore turned into a hobby and that hobby turned into a passion, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. Food has always been such an important part of my family and our history. And my mom made sure to instill that in me. And that's why I dedicated the book to her also.
Yeah, her food was amazing. And her food story really told an American story. Her crawfish etouffee and the jambalaya mixed with the history of your family. What did you learn from her cooking?
I learned how to season my food. Most importantly, to season my food and to make sure I put love into it. Because food, you know, not only is it the only art form that we ingest, but it's an act of love, a selfless act of love that provides nourishment. So if you're going to do it right.
In fact, that seasoning, that's her secret house spice, right? I mean, that is, tell us what it is. Tell us what's in it.
Yeah, so it's her, like, all-purpose seasoning. It has garlic powder, onion powder, paprika, cayenne, black pepper. I put a little Worcestershire powder in it to give it some acidity, but it's it was always in arm's reach in the kitchen, and we put it on everything, you know. You could sprinkle a little bit on pizza, you know. You could put some in your popcorn, put some on your eggs, obviously on your steak. But it's also the building blocks of our traditional dishes like gumbo and etouffee and peel and eat shrimp and boiled crawfish. That's the building blocks, that house spice.
Yeah, and that house spice, I mean, really, it makes its way into almost every one of your recipes. Right? Mm-hmm. So you write that the pantry, your pantry, is your secret weapon. How so?
Because, you know, the pantry for so long in African, Caribbean, even Southern kitchens has been a secret arsenal for generations. It started as preservation. Not only was the food preserved, but deliciousness was preserved. And, you know, starting with your pantry, your marinades, your spice blends, you know, your stocks, your pickling liquids, making all that from scratch really impacts the dish. You know, there's so many restaurants I can go to and have gumbo, and I can tell if they made their own stock or if they just bought something canned. And, you know, this will help you with the whole book, just building that pantry. But it also help within your cooking, your day-to-day cooking, having these things at the ready. You know, you can impart that into your own cultures.
You talk about building your pantries. For this cookbook, you also visited the bakeries of your youth to study cocoa bread and moon-shaped patties. You knew that food from the outside, but you wanted to learn it from the inside out as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you've grown up eating something, it kind of becomes second nature. But I think you're always getting a refresher course on how these things are made and where they're from, you know, is important. So I went back to Jamaica, I went to Trinidad, you know, I went to Louisiana, I went to Nigeria, and really like touched the soil from where these dishes were created. And I think that's super important, whether you're creating a cookbook or opening a restaurant.
Tell me more about that, those trips to Jamaica and Nigeria, really around the world.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You know, I got to go to Trinidad with my grandfather and, you know, jump over the canals he did as a child and visited his school and his favorite restaurants that were still there to this day. I went to Mamou, Louisiana with my grandmother where, you know, Mardi Gras was born and also where she was born. And got to go to her old church and high school. And I went to Nigeria, you know, a place where I spent a considerable amount of time and got to like reconnect. So all of those were so influential in making this book something I think that will be like really, really important in the industry, but also for home cooks to have a better understanding. You know, I think everyone knows jerk chicken, but do they know how to make it really properly? You know, people know Jamaican oxtails, but do they know how to marinate them? And then you get into rices. You know, there's a whole chapter on rices. So I think there's something for everyone in here, and it's because I've traveled around and really gathered a group of recipes that represents a vast amount of people.
Mm. Do you have a favorite recipe in this book because of the flavors maybe, but also because of the history that it tells?
Definitely the jerk chicken for sure. It's probably my favorite recipe in the book. You know, it takes a couple days to make. You know, you have to make the marinade, you have to brine the chicken, you have to smoke it. But the end result is something that's very, very superb. And it's a dish of freedom.
A dish of freedom, tell us.
Well, you know, the enslaved, you know, escaped and climbed this waterfall and didn't want to reveal their location. So when they would cook, you know, they had to eat, they would, you know, grab wild allspice berries and thyme and chilies and you know, and rub the game that they caught. And then they would cook it underground, you know, so the smoke wouldn't reveal their location. And that's how jerk chicken came to be. So it's amazing to see a dish that has stood the test of time and kept its flavor and its integrity, because I think it means so much to so many people.
You call this book My America. Why?
Because it's my version of America. You know, I alluded to it in the beginning. We all have our version of what cuisine was to us growing up. I didn't have pot roast, I had oxtail. You know, I wasn't eating, you know, hand pies. I was eating, you know, Jamaican beef patties. So it's a story of the way that I view American cuisine based off of my upbringing.
And what do you hope is the takeaway from people who read it and cook with it?
I would hope for people to take away that we're a lot more similar than we are different. There's a lot of people that make up America and what it is. And I hope you take away a great meal from it.
Kwame Onwuache, his new cookbook is My America, Recipes from a Young Black Chef. Kwame, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And we have a couple of recipes from My America. You can check it out at hereandnow.org.